Joining us on the line from Taylorville, Illinois, that's a little closer to totality than we are here in Bloomington Normal, Congressman Rodney Davis joins us. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. I just picked up a few pairs of these eclipse glasses yesterday, so we're excited.
All right. You know, how much are you going? Are you traveling in there to watch it, or will you just stay in Taylorville?
No, I'm okay with the partial.
All right. All right. Well, we only have a few minutes in this segment, so let's just get right to it. Let's get this big pink elephant out of the way, the elephant in the room anyway, and that is your response, your reaction to the president's post-infrastructure news conference.
Oh, very disappointing. You know, the president clearly had a great news conference announcing something that has been needed in this country for decades, and that's a cleanup of the regulatory environment. The permitting process takes way too long to build projects, cost taxpayer dollars. That's what he was announcing, a change to that. I was actually on a TV interview with the head of the National Manufacturers Association right before that press conference, talking about how good it was to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, and then they broke away from us and went to that, and I had no idea it would turn into what it did. And the president's got to be more disciplined because no one knows what that press conference was about now.
So what was your reaction? What did you think about what he said during the Q&A that followed that news conference?
Well, I got in the car, so I didn't see it live, but obviously I saw the replay. And my first question is, why? Why debate this issue again when you just made a statement the day before to clarify the statement that you made Saturday? Look, the worst thing about it, when he said there's fine people there, there are no fine people at a neo-Nazi march. And I would urge any listener to go watch the Vice News. Spent about 20 minutes watching it. They were embedded with the white supremacists. They did a video. These are not good people. These are not people that anybody should look to and say they're fine. And I've seen the president be compassionate. And I know he can and should do the exact same thing here. I watched him give the Medal of Valor to the police officers who saved my life. And this is a president I know is probably frustrated by the reaction to his first comments. And if you listen to the entire speech, he did condemn what happened in Charlottesville. But he's got to be careful, and he's got to understand that as a president of the United States, every word you utter is going to be picked apart, and he needs to understand that and be more disciplined when he talks.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about the reason he was there in the first place, and that was to introduce his plan to build America up and deal with its infrastructure. And we're talking highways, we're talking bridges, we're talking airports, which we just got the Central Illinois Regional Airport, just got a check for just a little over $1 million to help with resurfacing some of the pavement out there. Talk about the plan that the president has for infrastructure.
Well, as somebody who flies out of Sierra a lot, thank you. I'm glad that Carl and the team are looking to keep that as a top-notch facility. You know, this executive order, Scott, was all about reducing the regulatory environment. Right now, the average project of a water project for the Corps of Engineers used to take 15 years just to get through the design and engineering before you even got to pouring one yard of concrete. The president's executive order would have reduced the permitting process to make them be done simultaneously and would have reduced that time period to 2 years. And that's what he announced at that press conference before he decided, from reports on his own, to start taking questions from reporters. Now, I know this is the first president we've ever had from the private sector without any government or military experience, but he's got to understand they're not going to ask him about the executive order after the weekend that we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia. And he's got to be able to stick to what he went there to talk about. And he didn't do it, and therefore no one remembers this very important good step that really fulfills a campaign promise of his to roll back government intervention on infrastructure investment.
And part of that plan, I think he said that he addressed environmental issues, that they're not cutting short on making sure that the environment's not going to be subject
Absolutely.
To and safety measures. I mean, when you talk about all these regulations, I imagine a lot of them have to do with environment and safety.
Well, it's environment. You've got environmental impact studies, environmental impact statements. You've got archaeological issues. But what he's saying is, under the previous administrations, those processes would not run simultaneous. So you would get one permit, and then you'd have to go get another, and it would delay. What he's telling the federal agencies to do is, if you're going to require these different levels of permits, which many federal agencies do, then do it simultaneously. Work together as the federal government rather than against each other and prolonging the amount of time it takes to actually invest in the infrastructure improvement, because the longer you take, Scott, the more it's going to cost, and therefore the more it costs taxpayers to complete. You look at estimates, a roadway that goes from my hometown of Taylorville to Springfield. In the 90s, they estimated it was going to cost $18 million to expand it into four lanes. After close to $50 million plus later, they finally finished it in 2015. Or 2016. So we went from 1998, when the first federal investment was made, to 2015. That's how long these projects can take, and that's how much more they can cost. And that's why making a step like this to roll back the regulatory environment and make them work better is a good step.
I know the government works slowly. How long will it take for these changes to take effect? Are they immediate?
Well, this executive order, he is asking the federal agencies to begin doing this now.
Okay.
And it really shouldn't take an executive order. They should do it now. They should do it on their own. But they haven't been. I mean, we had to require by law in a bill a couple of years ago for water infrastructure. We got sick and tired of the average water project taking 15 years for these processes to get done. And we put into our law that they could do it only in three. And it's sad that you've got to force the bureaucracy to do that, but sometimes we do.
All right, Congressman, we're out of time. You need to talk to your staff and make sure you get a longer statement on this radio, a longer segment on this radio station.
I will excoriate them on your behalf today,
Ooh,
Scotty.
I like that word. I'm going to have to look that one up. Thanks, Congressman. Rodney Davis on WJBC.